episode 3300, Live Well Today.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for the ride of a lifetime? Oh, come on. You know what's happening this week, don't you? Have you heard of something called the Super Bowl, like the big game? And it's Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your act together. Live well today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, exciting news is happening because AIM is going to be opening up. So you want to stay tuned here. More is coming. It'll probably be, I told you, Valentine's Day. It might be a couple days afterwards. I'm working my darndest. We've got people on the back end working it. And I just want to tell you, it's going to be dreamy when we get it all together. You're going to be like, what is taking you so long, Christiane? But we've got incredible surprises. We want it to be the best. And I don't want to just keep like relaunching and putting something out new and saying, oh, by the way, we're changing this too. Because sometimes change is hard, right? I mean, just change is challenging. My son sent me a text and he's like, hey, mom, what are you doing this weekend? And I thought, well, that's kind of a crazy question. You want me to watch your dog? Now, I didn't tell him that. I was thinking that. And then he went on to say, I kind of told him what I was doing and I was going to go down and visit my daughter and son-in-law and the grandbabies and help with them since they're dealing with an accident. My daughter's in-laws were in a horrific head-on collision. And so stuff is just happening. So I'm trying to be a source of just kind of relief, allowing them to do what they need to do to serve their family. And it's one of those things where I was like, okay, well, this is what's happening. So like, what do you want? He's like, well, I was just asking because of the Super Bowl. I was like, okay, the Super Bowl. Yes, that is something that's happening. And maybe it's on your calendar and you're like, healthy living out the window because I want to eat. I want the wings. I want the chips and dip. In fact, what is your favorite dip? Drop it to me. Come on over to connect@createyournow.com and drop it to me and tell me what your best dip is. And you know what? Maybe we'll just put all of these out on social. Wouldn't that be fun? And then I can credit it to you. Like seriously. Now, if you don't want to be on social, tell me you don't want to be on social and I won't put it out there. But we'll see how many takers we have. I know sometimes you guys are bashful and that's fine too. But when we are on this quest for healthy living, right? We often find ourselves overwhelmed by the idea of following the perfect plan, the perfect workout, the perfect timing. But what if you shifted your perspective? Live well today, all right? You've got the big game coming up. Man, I'm going to be watching. You better believe, I've already told my kiddos, I'm going to be yelling. And my hubby already knows that. I'm like, yep, there she goes, because it's the Chiefs versus the 49ers, if you didn't know. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. And it's going to be loud. And my neighbors are probably going to come over and say, is everything all right here? Actually, they'll probably be yelling too, so it won't matter. But seriously, each decision that you make, each step you take can contribute to a healthier, more fulfilling life. But it's day by day, moment by moment. So what are you doing today for your health? Are you one who says, I can't start till after the Super Bowl? But you had a New Year's resolution that said, I want to start today, and you quit, yeah, maybe 10 days into it. Because for whatever reason, you just went off the deep end and said, yeah, I'm just going to go for that chocolate ice cream, or I'm going to go for that whatever it is, that chips and salsa, okay, at that your favorite Mexican restaurant. What is it for you? But I'm here to challenge you a little bit. I'm here to say that there is no perfect time for everything. But now is the time. Create your now. What are you doing now for healthy living? I don't know if you've heard, but I'm a country fan. I listen to lots of different music, but I am a country fan. And Toby Keith recently passed away. He was battling stomach cancer, I believe, for like the last 2 years. I lost a good friend and mentor, Dan Miller, to pancreatic cancer. And you never know when your day will be the last day you breathe in air. And the last day you get to impact the world that you touch. And it's not something that I want you to dwell on and like, you're going to all of a sudden be like, oh, Christiane, I thought this was going to be a motivational one to get me like on my Peloton bike so I could keep, you know, pedaling because it's so cold outside and I don't want to do anything. I don't want to run, but at least if I'm on my bike, I'm ready and I've got you in my ears. Okay, yeah, it is that. but it's really to encourage you further. It's encouraging you to make a decision, not just live from a feeling perspective. Look at it factually. I was listening to someone who was telling me they went under hypnosis. And when she was under hypnosis, whether you believe it or not, just listen to the story here for a moment. When she was under hypnosis, they went through, you know, where she was now and where she was going in the future. And it took it all the way to her deathbed. And she was a smoker. And she told the hypnotist that, you know, what she saw was that she was laying in bed with her three future children standing there, leaning inward, just streaming tears, puddles at their feet, because she made a choice to smoke. And this is where she ended up, way too early. Not even being able to see her grandchildren, only her children. Well, then the hypnotist went through and said, okay, what if you weren't smoking? What would that look like? She lived a much longer life. She actually got to see her grandchildren. And I believe she said she even saw a couple great grandchildren. She goes, that changed my perspective. She goes, when I was done with that session, she said, I only did one session. I was one of those who I didn't know if I wanted to do it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just telling you the story. Okay. It's a real story. It's true life. But she said, after that session with that hypnotist, I was it. I have not smoked another day in my life. Wow. She made a decision at that point. Now, it doesn't matter if the hypnotist was part of that or not. It doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is the decision she made. And that's the key here. When you decide you want to live healthy, it's easy to make the decisions to do so. You don't have to question. And if you kind of want to jump off the deep end and say, but I really want my root beer float, because I love my root beer floats. And I haven't had one, by the way, in a very, very, very long time. Like, oh gosh, I'd say probably in over 3 years. Seriously, it's been a long, long time. Now, maybe for the Super Bowl, I could have a root beer float. Nope, not in the mood. I just really am not. In fact, I took a bite of a brownie yesterday. Haven't had a brownie in, oh goodness, probably way over a year. And as I took a bite of that brownie, I was like, this does not taste good. Like, why am I eating this? So I put it down. I didn't finish it. Like, seriously, it's because I'm beginning to make those decisions that work for me now, that really say, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what I need to be doing. This is where I need to be going for my health. What does it look like? Live well today, my friend. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Live well today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till after the Super Bowl. Wait right now. Like, do it now, in the moment. The next time you decide whether or not you're going to get on that Peloton bike, say, you know what? I'm getting on that bike because I'm choosing to get on that bike because my life matters. The air that I breathe, I want to breathe it, Lord willing, tomorrow when I wake up and I get to see another sunrise. Live well today. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till all you can do is chase down what you should have done 10 years ago. Start today. And I know, because I was one of those people saying, I got to wait for the perfect time. I've done a lot of changes over the past year. Seriously. I started very, very small, and I was very, very deliberate in how I did it. And if you want to talk, hey, send me a note. Let's get together. Remember, AIM's coming up, so we're going to be able to have that opportunity to have these more in-depth conversations. It's going to be great, because here we have a very limited time. Another reason why you want to jump into AIM when it opens, because you're going to have a wheel of a deal. Yes, you're going to want to jump in early. But it's one of those things that I was one who was, I was deliberately making the decisions I was making over a period of time. And then I would ramp it up, and I ramped it up, and I ramped it up, and I ramped it up. And now, the season that I'm in, I look back and I look at where I'm at and I'm like, gosh, that was not the perfect time to start that. But guess what? If I waited till now, so far between now and when I started, it was not the perfect time. I would still be waiting. I would still be like, oh, more than 55, 60 pounds heavier than what I am now. How ridiculous. Like, how are you serving your mind, body, and spirit? Live well today. What does that look like in real life? Number one, nurture with nutrients. This is all about mindful eating. Nurture your body with nutrient-rich choices. You get to decide what you put in your mouth. That brownie that I had, yeah, it didn't taste good. So why finish it? Out of guilt? No, don't need it. Throw it away or give it to somebody else in the house. But you don't have to finish it. Just because you thought it might taste good and now your taste buds have changed, that's okay. Do what you need to do to live out the way your body needs you to live out, right? The way you feel your body has a profound impact on your overall well-being. Being mindful of the foods you consume enables you to make healthier choices that support your weight loss goals. So instead of indulging in processed snacks or fast food, which is so easy to do, right? Just drive through. Can I have that? And I'll have that. And I'll have that. Oh, wait. And add that chocolate shake too. It's delicious. Choose nutrient-rich alternatives like fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, right? Take the time to savor each bite. Why are you eating this? And if you feel like a slug after you eat something, then why would you go back and eat it again? Seriously. Think about how it's affecting you. Appreciate the flavors. Allow yourself to really nourish your body. Plan your meals ahead of time. Pack healthy snacks. Stay hydrated. Yes, 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 and yes. Drink more water. Can you hear that? That's water. That's my water right next to me. I try to drink a minimum of 2 liters a day. Do I always do it? No, but I try. And man, when I get my 3 and I'm like, yes, I'm on point. So plan your meals. Pack those healthy snacks. Stay hydrated. Remember, small, consistent steps lead to lasting change, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. My friend, nourishing your body with nutrient-rich foods is like giving yourself a daily gift of self-love and vitality. It's a dose of hope. It's a dose of inspiration. It's a dose of motivation that helps you live out the dreams that you have, that God has placed within you. Nurture with nutrients. Number 2, jump for joy. This is all about active living. Come on, find joy in movement. Be intentional. Exercise is not solely limited to the confines of a gym. Who wants a gym membership anyway? I have never had one. I'm telling you the honest truth. I've never had one. So embrace an active lifestyle instead. Find joy in the movement. Incorporate physical activity in your daily routine, whether it's a brisk walk during your lunch break or taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Engage in activities you love, such as maybe dancing, hiking, or playing a sport. When my grandson and I get together, what do we love to do? Dance. We'll put on a movie and the music comes on and we are dancing with every single music that comes on. So if it's slow, we dance slow. If it's fast, man, we're moving and grooving. And he'll say, come on, Grandma, dance. Dance with me, Grandma, dance. How can I not? Joy. Jump for joy. By making movement a central part of your everyday, you'll not only burn your calories, but you'll also elevate your mood. You'll boost your energy levels and improve your overall well-being. Who doesn't want to smile more? Come on, I do. So jump for joy. And then finally, number 3, care for a cause. This is all about self-care. Prioritize not just your body, but also your mind, right? Your mental and emotional well-being. Living well today goes beyond the physical aspects. It encompasses the mental and emotional well-being of who you are and who you are becoming. So prioritize that self-care by setting aside time for relaxation, stress reduction. Like, what do you need to do to reduce stress? Maybe you need to take a nap, a power nap. I did one yesterday, 17 minutes. I was like, I'm tired. So I sat in the recliner, didn't even recline back, and I just closed my eyes. I don't know if it was 17 minutes, it sounded great, but it was around that, a little over 10 minutes, I don't know, but under 20. It was good for me. When I naturally woke up, man, I was up moving again. It's like, next, what's next? Practice that mindfulness, really focusing on your breathing, like feel your heart. One thing I've taught my grandson, which by the way, he's absolutely precious, is that when we run, he loves to chase Grandma. That's another jump for joy that we do. He's like, chase me, Grandma, chase me. And then he wants to chase me. That kid is fast. That's why I have to stay in shape, because he's going to be chasing me when he's a 10-year-old or a 13-year-old, and I've got to be faster than him. And so I'm not a runner, even though I started running when I wanted to lose weight years and years ago, which is actually over a decade ago. And in that, it's funny, we get done running. And I'm like, oh, wait, we got to take a break. So I'll sit down with him. And I'm like, come here. I said, feel grandma's heartbeat. And so I have him very gently put his hands on my neck, which that's the easiest way where you can feel my pulse for me personally. Now, you may have another area that's easier for you, but he can feel it. And the first time he felt it, oh my goodness, that smile will always be embedded in my memory. He knew not only that I saw him, but he knew that I felt him because he felt me. It was incredible. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like that's my grandma's heartbeat. Now, because we come from a medical background, because what his papa does and what his mom does and what his auntie does and all of this, well, we've got stethoscopes around. And so he already grew up at like 18 months. He was putting on the stethoscope, listening to our heartbeats. But the difference was, is now he felt it. Do you know what it's like to involve all five of your senses? And he did. He involved all five of them in that moment. And the last one was the feeling. And it was one of those things, is, oh my gosh, like he knew I was there, but like, no, he felt that I was there. Of course, my heart was beating out of my chest because I'd been running for like 2 miles, but we didn't need to tell him that part of the story. But he felt it and he didn't have to push hard, but he knew, oh my goodness. So now when we get together and he sees me and he wants me to chase him, now he's like, feel my heartbeat, Grandma. The sweetest thing ever. Care for a cause. Are you caring for your heart? Are you being mindful of who you are becoming, how you treat yourself? Are you listening to music that actually truly just elevates you, gives you this sense of purpose and meaning beyond, oh, I got to go do this. Oh, my responsibility to do this. Got to take the kids to these activities. I got to go do the dinner dishes, the dogs. I'm done with it, but I got to go do it. Everything feels like a have to. What if you were taking a deep breath and say, no, I get to live well today. It's time to shift your focus from pursuing perfection and instead embrace a concept of living well today. Making those mindful choices, how you eat, how you find that joy in the moment, how you prioritize your mental well-being. You can pave the way to the healthier lifestyle you so desire. But it's in those small decisions that you make each day that add up to significant long-term changes. So live well today and let it be the foundation for a more vibrant, fulfilling life. God's got something more for you, but you have to be ready. Living well today doesn't require perfection, but presence. Simply asking for awareness, intention, and the commitment to nurture your mind, body, and spirit in every moment. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.